Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, the Word Cup.
That's a spelling
word
bee.
The Word Cup.
The World
Don't
Cup
say anything more.
Has come and gone.
Sad.
And it was...
Sad.
Everything I've seen, a raging success. Russia was a great host.
Yep. Except for the award ceremony.
What? In the
pouring rain.
In the pouring rain.
Who is the first person who had the umbrella pop up over his head?
Putin was the only guy who had an umbrella.
Yeah, then it kind of spread a little bit.
Did it?
And then the French president got it.
And they ran and got umbrellas from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think Putin's body man had one.
That was so funny. It's
and
funny
better
you said
have
that.
One at all times.
And he didn't even like turn around and give a look. It was like as soon as it started pouring, all of a sudden that guy's like,
yeah,
whoop.
I don't think guys like Putin.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Settle for guy you have to ask.
Putin is KGB. He's laid in ice water for days on end and breathed through a straw, right? A little rain.
Wait a minute. Is that KGB training?
Yeah, it's spy training. You got to hide.
It's not about comfort. It's about respect.
But still, he's had to slug his way up, and you have to get through the training. They sort you out.
His arms did get wet. Everyone else was like
Oh, they were soaked. The couple other umbrellas popped
up. But the crowd stayed dry, right? I mean, that was because the overhang kept the crowd dry. Yeah. Crowd dry.
But the question is, do they have Doppler radar?
In Russia?
Sure, they stole it from us.
Okay, so if these KGB, they got Doppler radar, they would have known there's a storm in the area, and they would have had a plan that in case it rains.
It's Russia, man.
So?
They got dogs running all over Moscow.
That was pretty cool, though.
So the last time we talked, we knew what the matchup was. Well, did we know what Croatia was in at that point?
Yep.
Okay, so we know Croatia was in the last time we talked. We knew it was France-Croatia, and you said, I don't know who's going to win. But whoever it is, I think it'll be a 2-1 either way. I don't know who the winner's going to
be. Well, that was a good pick, wasn't it?
Well.
4-2.
But you said if one team scores six,
France?
That'll be more fun to watch. It'll be more exciting.
Yeah, Brian said like 2018 would be pretty cool.
I'd like that game.
We thought, it was 4-1 at one time. We thought maybe it'd be 5 or 6, and then the goalkeeper made a big mistake, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. But France, they played great throughout the tournament. Great athleticism. A new star emerges, right? Mbappe, 19-year-old kid. First teenager to score in a World Cup since Pelé.
And that was the story, wasn't it? Is that France was young, Croatia looked tired and older. Because Croatia had played extra time in, two matches leading up to that against France?
Yeah, two overtimes. And kudos to Croatia. I thought they played tremendous the entire tournament. Well coached, organized, team chemistry was fantastic. But then, France has some extra players. Pogba played pretty good, but Mbappe and the rest of the team came through. And again, their athleticism. I mean, they can run by people, and they were running fresh to the end of the game. And as you said, Croatia got a little bit tired. But, when it got 4-1, it seemed pretty daunting to come back. So we all said, I wonder where this game is going to go. And then the goalkeeper made a mistake by dribbling out and lost the ball. But we still had 4-2. Everybody thought.
But still at 4-2, you're going, we still have life, right? I mean, if you're Croatia, you haven't given up at that point, 4-2?
No, they didn't give up until the end. However, you expend so much physical energy to try to get back into the game. So, they did 4-2, and then they tried to go on a big run and they had a couple opportunities with a couple corner kicks, but again, their legs started getting tired, and that fuel of winning a 4-2 and, you got 15 minutes to go, France just found another level, and they kept going and going and going. It was a great World Cup.
What are the bigger comebacks in World Cup history? I don't even really know. I mean, are there like a famous...
I believe there was one that was 4-1, and I'm trying to think of the country. They tied it up and might have gone on to win, but... Now in modern day football, to be down 4-1 to come back and tie it up, it would be incredible.
Did make a documentary about it?
You didn't say impossible.
They're making movies out of a soccer team coming out of a cave, so you can make movies about it.
Well, that wasn't just coming out of a cave.
Well, those poor kids. I mean,
that was unbelievable.
Yeah. But meaning you can make movies about anything in life. So
yes, you can.
I think they have made some movies about
swinging gas pump girls. Proved that in the 70s.
Wow, I missed that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I missed.
Don't
that
Don't act one. Like you didn't see it.
But but we have to say it is definitely the best World Cup that
I was just going to say. So how did Russia do as host of the World Cup?
I think Russia did fantastic. I think their stadiums were wonderful. I thought, you know, obviously they can't do anything about the weather. The weather was great.
But the weather was really good up until the awards ceremony when everybody got soaked. Yep. I mean, every game I saw, it looked like it was sunny and beautiful there.
75 and 80. Well, now you go to Qatar, which is going to be 115, you know.
Is that our next World Cup?
That's the next World Cup.
Okay, and that's how far down the road?
4 more years.
4 years.
4 years.
So we didn't make the World Cup. When I say we, the U.S. didn't make the World Cup.
Yeah.
What are the chances we make the next World Cup?
Well,
because you said when we didn't make it, this is a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, because I think when, you know, things go a little bit wrong, you tend to look inside and find out different ways how to get there. And I think that's what U.S. soccer is doing right now. Is finding different ways and looking for different players.
So the things you predicted, are they falling in place? You know, they getting rid of that guy, get this new guy.
Well, they fired Bruce right away, which, you know, you blame it on the coach because that's the easiest thing to do. But yeah, you know, I think Bruce is a great coach. You fired the president, so you got a new president in line. So I think that's, you know, maybe a positive direction. But I just think there's so many things that you got to look at. You know, different demographics. Soccer is pay to play. I think if we get more soccer into the inner city and get the Latinos and Hispanics, and look at players that haven't had the ability to play soccer because they don't have the money to get into the game, I think then you'll see us rise. So, yeah, all the things that we're doing now, I think we should qualify for the next World Cup, but hopefully there is an 8-year plan on how to go deeper into the World Cup when it comes to North America.
Okay.
We didn't get better at gymnastics, women's gymnastics, until I just want to run this by you, until Bella Caroli came along.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
We went out, we got the Romanian who just coached up winner after winner after winner. They said, well, we can't beat him, let's hire him. And I think it was kind of convenient that he was in America anyway. Is that what America needs to do? Go out and hire?
No, we did that with Klinsmann.
Okay.
Right? And so
didn't work.
For whatever reason, it did for a while, and then it didn't work. I think we're trying to grab different identities. We first, you know, let's say we wanted to do what France did. Then we wanted to do what Germany did. Then we want to do now what Iceland did. I think we have to find our own way and what that own way is. I don't think we've really kind of figured that out yet. I really firmly believe that we need to look at a different demographic of athletes to give everybody inclusive ability to get into the game. And I think if you can do that, I think then we'll have a chance down the road. Better coaching, yeah, you know, you're not a great coach unless you have what?
Great players.
Great players. So, you know, we have tremendous amount of kids playing all over the place in the country. We just need to make sure that they develop and get the competition we want. I mean, I go to Columbia next Monday, and we take 76 young kids there playing futsal, which I feel is going to be the pathway back to the soccer field of how to get the different demographics into the game. And we'll see some great young kids go down to Medellin and play against some great players in Colombia. And hopefully that will be the start of something great.
Who scouts out teams or players for the U.S. team? I mean, where are they found?
There's U.S. soccer has academy and MLS has academies all over the country. And then within U.S. soccer, you have probably 100 some odd scouts that are all different regions of the country. So they have a database, say, I've seen this player, this age, let's bring him into a national team camp. Then they have a national team training camp, you know, bring 40 or 50 players at a time. The big issue we have is the size of our country. You know, if you look at France, you look at Croatia, Belgium, Switzerland, all the countries that have done well at the World Cup, they're small countries, you know, 4 or 5 million people. We're 400 million in the size of our country. It's daunting to try to grab this and put your arms around it and get all these kids and coaches to come to the same area. So, you know, hopefully we'll figure it out. But
doesn't the bigger population give us an advantage just with more?
Well, you think more players. But, again, you know, the young kid in our country who is playing soccer also sometimes plays baseball, sometimes plays basketball, volleyball. They, you know, the Nintendo, they got water parks. They got so many different things to do. When you go to another country, their whole life is the passion all about the game of soccer. Your dad, your granddad, your great-granddad, and then it's, you know, Protestant and it's Catholic and it's this club against that club. And you're raised from a very small age that I want to play for Manchester United. I want to play for Santos. I mean, that's like their passion to get out. And we don't kind of have that yet.
Why don't we, like, get tons of Nintendos and drop them on Croatia and France?
And play Fortnite.
Come on. They, like that Xboxes. Fortnite.
You playing that? You playing Fortnite? Yeah,
that's no, my daughter plays Fortnite.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody plays it. There's 150 million people playing that game.
Have you ever played it? Have you ever picked up a controller and played?
No.
Okay.
No,
good.
I watch it.
Good. All right. No. You played golf yesterday, though, right?
Hey, wow. Daunting. Big shout out
Before you leave the country, you swing back through, play a little golf here, and then you go down to Colombia.
Yesterday was...
Where they don't have golf.
They don't have golf in Colombia?
I don't know.
You tell
sure
us.
Sure they do.
Okay. So you go golfing yesterday.
National Association of Remodeling Industry.
Where are you?
Mary.
Where are you playing?
I'm at Inglewood.
Ironwood. Okay.
Ironwood, Sussex.
Sure. Yeah.
So Chris Klug, do you know Chris? He's the owner of ABC Audio and Visual. So he sponsors me to be on hole number 6 of par 3.
Okay.
So when people...
So you're the celebrity on the hole.
Yeah. Some people said like the pro. And I'm like, look, I don't even think I'm that first word you said. But I'm definitely not the word I said, pro, right? So anyways, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be in this box for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And...
Was there a pop-up or an umbrella or anything so you could get some...
Yeah.
You know,
no,
you don't look like
from the sun.
You don't look like you're sunburned or anything.
No,
you must have put on a lot of sunblock then.
Well, hair transplants help.
he can
sidebar. Obviously, I wore a hat. So you got to listen. So,
all right.
So okay, they come through the hole.
you got to listen.
Yeah, this is our show. Okay. Okay. All right, we're listening.
Okay, all right, par three.
So they come through the hole. So Jonathan works for ABC, so he kind of helps out. So if you put up $5, you get a ticket automatically for the 50-50 raffle. And then if you beat my shot, then you get another ticket. And if I beat them, obviously you don't get anything. And I decided I'm going to start changing the rule. I got to make this fun. I just can't take a shot and let people go by and stand there for another. You know? So I'm like, I'm going to play every hole with every group. Okay. So if my shot is good, they can use my ball. And I hop in my cart and I drive up and help them out, and you know.
Not, okay, so you're gonna play the hole with every. You're gonna
40 groups.
Uh-huh.
That went through that hole.
Okay,
so you played
40
holes of golf.
40 holes of golf. It was fantastic. I met.
There was a learning curve. I expect, and then a peak, and then maybe getting tired towards the end.
So the learning curve is a shank. Yes, there was.
And you learned how to place it, though. Huh?
Yeah, 130 yards.
What club?
I used a 9 to begin with.
Okay, 130, okay.
But as you said, as the day went on, I had to drop down to an 8.
8, okay.
Yeah.
All right, a little more clubs,
but
a little less
but
hard.
It was tiring. It was, you know.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah, and I hit a bucket of golf balls once and slept for like 2 days.
Oh, my God, my back, my hip.
What are you talking about? That was 40 shots.
Then.
And it wasn't like all in a row. Home run derby, they were swinging their bats for 4 straight minutes.
I knew as it left my mouth. So I get on the green, and the guy turns to me and goes, so are you physically or mentally challenged? And by the way, yeah, so then I'm like, excuse me? And he had already told me he's a Bob and Brian list. I would probably say my ratio of hitting the green was 7 out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty, okay, 70%.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
did pretty good.
All right.
9 out of 10 were Bob and Brian's listeners. So the one guy who's like, so he goes, so you physically or mentally challenged, coach? Like, seriously? Okay. So I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, didn't you see the sign they made for you? And it said, challenge coach Keith Tozer.
Challenged
coach.
Oh, okay.
Keith Tozer.
Right.
So if you just think about it,
right.
He's challenged. He's the challenge coach. Challenge the coach. So they get him.
How close was your best shot?
since 9 out of 10 of them are listening, I got to make sure I get 5 feet.
5 feet. Yep. Okay. How many times?
The closest was about a foot.
How many times did they
That one, not me.
How many times did they use your ball?
Out of 40, I say half.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I've seen you golf. You're a good golfer. You played in our Open. I've seen you and Kinger play.
Yeah. Well, Kinger's a long ball. It was a nice hole. It was really nice being able to walk or drive up and then be on a green with every group and listen to all different stories. And like,
were you slowing things down?
By the way, a lot of guys were
you slowing things down, slowing play down?
Two people shot across the fairway, and like all of a sudden, I'm like, "How does that Bob and Brian's tournament?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, it's Silver Spring." And I'm like, "Oh, you went to that one? Oh, yeah."
Yeah, it was a while ago.
You got it coming up, right?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Next Friday, we're out at Grand Geneva with the Bob and Brian Open.
I'll be looking for a golf course in Columbia.
Yeah. All right. It'll be out of the country.
They don't have them there.
Hey, let's just schedule it now. Next World Cup is 4 years down the road.
That's my next trip here.
You in? You in?
Sure.
You are our expert for the next World Cup?
4 years from now.
All right.
That's a drought, by the way.
Put it in your phone so you don't forget. All right?
4 years?
Yeah.
You're going to have five new phones by 4 years.
It transfers. All right.
Good luck at the tournament, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Appreciate it. Keith, always good to see you.
Great to see you guys.
Have a safe trip out of the country.
Thank you.